Thank you for tuning in to join us today, and we're just going to have a good time in the Word of God and hope you well and blessed today. And we want to talk on a subject this morning. I say this morning, but in some parts of the country you'll be hearing this of a night, but it's morning time when I'm doing it. And so we hope you're well and blessed, and we're going to pray and ask God just to move here today. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you, God, to bless the thoughts that we have today. Bless your word. It will not return void. It'll accomplish that wherein it is sent. Lord, let it lift up hearts and spirits. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Love one another. I want to go to John, the 13th chapter, and verse 34. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. And John 13 and 35, it says, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Then look into Matthew in the 22nd chapter in verse 39. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Matthew 22, and back up a little bit and pick up 37. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thou soul, and with all thou mind. If just these scriptures that we have brought to you thus far, we could stop and make just the text of the whole speaking on these. He has commanded us to love one another. In doing so, we are obedient to his voice, and we're going to be blessed. And we're to love thou neighbor as thyself. You know, you're not going to do much harm to yourself willingly. Now, a lot of people through drugs and alcohol and tobacco use and all kind of narcotics, they are harming themselves. But normally they're not going to take a dagger and put it in their foot, or they're not going to jab a knife in their shoulder or something. They're going to try to take pretty good care of themselves. But God says we are to love our neighbor more than that of ourselves, and that we are to love the Lord thou God with all thy heart, soul, and mind. And if we do that, we're not going to have any time to do ill to someone else. If we give God all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our mind, and that's the way we need to serve him. We need to serve him with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of the mind, and with everything that's within us. We need to serve him. We need to get up in the morning, that be our sole purpose of what can I do for God? How can I reach another soul? How can I serve someone else? And then we're to love as Jesus. And, you know, he had that kind of love in John 15 and 13. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. There he called his friends, and, you know, no greater love. And he went to Calvary. The Bible said, while we were yet in our sins, in due time Christ died for us. So he had a love, and Calvary is about love. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he chose to die instead and be obedient to that which the Father had commanded him to do. Now, John 15 and 12, and I know we're skipping back and forth here a little bit, but this says, this is my commandment, love one another, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Now, that's that love where he was willing to give his life for. And if we have that kind of love, we're not going to be doing our brother no ill. This teaching this morning will get where it'll get where we live, but it's what God's word says. John 15 and 14, you are my friends, and if you do whatsoever I command you. He wants us to do that which that he commands. And you notice he used friends when he talked about who he gave his life for, and then he calls us friends again. We're a friend of Christ, a friend of God. 1 Peter 1 and 22, see that ye love one another with a pure heart, fervently. Not just a passing, casual thing, but you love one another with a pure heart. We're to care for one another. That can be backed up in 1 Corinthians 12, and we find that 25 through 31, and also in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1 and 2, backs up that we are to care for one another. We are to exalt one another, according to Hebrews 3 and 13. But exalt one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Sin hardens your heart. Sin gets you to a place you don't care. I know in my travel throughout the years, and I've been in many, many cities and been blessed to go home and sit down and eat a fellowship meal with many of the people we minister to. And I notice a lot of those folks, when they got their heart right with God and they got close to going home and they'd had maybe a word from the Lord that they need to set everything in order, they would get just as humble as can be and get just as caring. But I've noticed that people that have sin in their life are hard and cold. They're indifferent. But we that have been purged by the blood of Jesus, been washed, we've been forgiven for a lot ourselves. You know, when we set ourselves up self-righteous, and self-righteousness is a stench in the nostrils of God, and you hear a lot of people boast, well, I've done this and I've done that and I've done the other. We need to boast in Christ is what we need to do, because it's His righteousness within us. It's His love within us that's changed us. See, that old Adam nature, that old sin nature, we didn't love people. We hated people. But when Christ come in, the old man was gone, the new creation was formed within us, then we begin to love one another. And I've got a lot of people that's persecuted me, and a lot of people said they don't like me, and a lot of people have done dirt against me, but I just go ahead and love them. You know, that don't mean I don't tell them the way it is, but I still go ahead and love them and try to speak to them and be friendly to them. A lot of them are just devils. There's nothing you can do. And sometimes you have to come born, you just have to rebuke the devil in them. And I've looked at people and I said, I'm not personally talking to you. I'm talking to the devil that's controlling your life. And they look at you just as funny. And, you know, I said, I love you and I want you to go to heaven. But that devil's got a hold to your life. It's going to take you to hell in spite of everything anybody can do. Now, the Bible said we're to pray for one another. James 5 and 16. Pray one for another that ye may be healed. Here he's talking about healing. We're to pray for one another. And, you know, when people ask me to pray for them, I take it seriously. And it's very, very important that when they're asked us, that we take the time to pray and we take the time to, you know, call upon the Lord, amen, in their behalf. Then we find Ephesians 4 and 32, and we'll get to that in just a moment, but let's look at another point. He also said that we are to forgive one another, and then we'll submit one to another. And let's go over in let's go in Ephesians. Let's see, was it 4 and 32? It does say, and be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Now, if you don't forgive the people that's wronged you, then God's not going to forgive you. And hatred is one of the worst cancers there is. My first wife had a real problem. She would just say, I hate that person. And she wound up with a sickness, and at 53 years old, she went home because she was not healed. She couldn't gain her healing. She couldn't receive her healing because she had that hatred and bitterness. She'd name people in the church and she'd say, I hate that person. And God, you know, God just couldn't, he couldn't help her because she would not get rid of that bitterness and hate. And she'd hold one person above another. And I don't want to say too much about that because most people didn't really know her. But just an example of it, that hatred I've seen personally, what hatred will do in a person's life, it will just destroy you. The Bible goes on to say, and there again, we talked about the forgiveness, but submitting one to another. Ephesians 5 and 21 said, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Amen. You know, we're to treat people like we'd want to be treated, and we're to love them and to care for them and be respectful of them. Then we're to serve one another. In Galatians in the 5th chapter, verse 13, the 5th chapter in verse 13, I believe I want to cover down through verse 18. And when we look at that verse 13 of Galatians 5, "For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not your liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another." We're not to use, I hear a lot of people say, "I'm saved. Because I'm saved, I can lie and cheat and steal, commit adultery, do anything I want to." No, you can't. No, you can't. You can't do those things because God has saved you and His grace. And you're not to ever, not one. I cringe when I hear a preacher, and I've heard many preachers say that from a pulpit. They're ignorant of God's word, and they need to be saved themselves. And if you're a preacher and you're listening, I say it to you personally. I'll look you in the face and tell you, if you say that you can sin and do anything you want to because you're saved, you're ignorant of God's word. You do not know His spirit. You do not know Him, and the blood is not applied to your sins. And you're going to spend eternity in hell. And you need to come back to God and repent and get it fixed, because you've got sin in your life if you're saying such a statement, such an ungodly statement as that. And it goes on to say, "But we are to love and serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to another, so that you cannot do the things that you would do." If you're walking in the flesh, you can't please God. You can't serve God. Amen. Verse 18, "But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law." We need to be led of the Spirit today. Amen. You say, "Preacher, you're kind of point blank." That I am. It's time we get some preachers that's got some gut and some backbone, and we'll go over the pulpit and say, "This is the Word of God." This mockery of sinning and telling the people that they can sin and live in sin and still be okay with God is a lie, and the devil was the first one taught it. The old serpent told Adam and Eve, "Go ahead and sin. It's all right. You belong to God." That's the first lie, and that is a lie, and it's still a lie. So I stand firm against that, and I'll never change, because the Word of God has never changed. God has never sent us amendment to the Word of God. Now the Word of God says in 1 John and in the 4th chapter, verse 15 through verse 21, "Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so also we are, or are we in the world." Amen. Verse 18, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us." We love him because he first loved us. "If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also." So today I want to say to you, we need to love one another, and God will bless us. Lord, we thank you for the time to minister your word. Now, we pray, Lord, that your spirit Go out and touch those that are called to you, those that are not saved, those that's been living the lie of thinking they can continue in sin, will come to their realization and fall upon their knees and ask God to forgive them and save them and cleanse them and wash them from all sin and wrong, that they may be ready when the trumpet sounds so loud they can go to be with you. God save to the uttermost, heal, set free, and deliver as our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you till we come to you again. Amen and amen.